have watched intense fighting on the southern border between Lebanon and Israel, where just a day ago, as many as 8 Israeli soldiers were killed in an ambush, and the fighting we have seen has not subsided. It has only intensified here in recent days.
The fatality count from Hurricane Helene is approaching 200 people, making it the deadliest hurricane to strike the continental U.S. since Katrina. The dock worker strike goes on. 45,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association tying up cargo shipping along the East and the Gulf Coast. The federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's election interference case has unsealed a filing in response to the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Special counsel Jack Smith arguing Trump acted in a private, not a public capacity on January 6th. This is ABC News. Jury deliberations are expected to begin today in the trial of 3 former police officers in Memphis, all charged in the beating death of a black man at a traffic stop. Tyree Nichols was attacked and killed when he ran from police. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
I spoke with Tyree Nichols' mother, who said that she finds it so difficult to hear the defense try and justify the beating that Tyree Nichols received. She says it's been really, really hard to hear them try and make sense of it all. But she says she's had to be strong this past year and a half for her other adult children. She says, together with the rest of the family, that they are looking forward to a verdict and want those officers held accountable for the excessive use of force.
And the movie Rust is now set for a premiere. It'll happen next month at a film festival in Poland. The screening comes nearly 3 years after cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed when a gun held by actor Alec Baldwin went off during their rehearsal. The armorer on the film is currently serving 18 months for involuntary manslaughter. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is holding on to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette Law School poll. She leads 52% to 48% with both registered and likely voters. The margin of error is 4.4%. In the U.S. Senate race, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points, also with registered and likely voters alike. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking people not to burn leaves and brush this week. Brittany Merlot explains why.
There's an increased chance of fire danger this week due to the dry weather, gusty winds, and dry vegetation, all ahead of a strong cold front. Burning brush and leaf piles is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., over at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, there's a fundraiser breakfast for the Phillips Girls Basketball Program. All funds will be going towards the high school team as well as their youth programs. Once again, this is this Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville. Then, also on Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m., over in Minocqua, it's Squirrel Hill Overlook Drive-Up Day. Want to experience the best view in the Northwoods without the steep 170-degree vertical hike to the top? Head on over to Squirrel Hill for Drive-Up Days, where they open the gate to allow vehicle traffic up to the very tippy top to enjoy the stunning north-facing view of the surrounding area. A $20 suggested donation per car is appreciated for this event, and all proceeds raised go towards trail and facilities maintenance. Got questions? Email them at info@minocquawinterpark.org. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Robert Heimerl, 79, of Brantwood, was called home by our Lord on Monday, September 23rd. He is survived by his wife of 50 years, Sandy, by his brothers, Frank, Leonard, Alfred, Jerome, Roman, and Bernie. Further survived by his sisters, Marilyn Habersetzer, by Jeanette Mueller, and by Janice, and also survived by many nieces and nephews. Massive Christian burial will be 11 a.m. Saturday, October 5th, at St. John the Baptist Church, located in Prentice. Visitation will start at 9 a.m. and will continue until the time of the service. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Robert Heimerl, 79, of Brentwood. Donald A. Hill, 69, of Phillips, passed away suddenly on Friday, September 20th at Marshfield Hospital in Marshfield. Donnie is survived by his sister, Linda, by his brothers, Terry and James, and by his brother-in-law and by his sister-in-law, along with many beloved nieces and nephews. Celebration of Life will take place at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Donald A. Hill, 69, of Phillips. Matthew David Beaver, age 53, of Ellsworth, died on September the 24th. He is survived by his parents, by two children, Isaac and Emma Beaver, of Ancaster, Ontario. Further survived by three brothers, Carrie of Woodruff, Brad of Rice Lake, and Jason of Wausau. Further survived by the mother of his children, Sarah, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Celebration of Life to be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 12th, at the Lanes in Park Falls. Private military honors under the auspices of the Park Falls American Legion Post will take place at NOLA Cemetery in Park Falls. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Matthew David Beaver, 53, of Ellsworth. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit two home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead two-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Manager Pat Murphy said Chourio had a great night.
Yeah, that's pretty special. A lot of guys contributed tonight. It was, you know, again, you saw what our team's about. What they've been about all year. They didn't quit. They kept every pitch. Yeah, a lot of guys' contributions, but Chourio, oof.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Partly cloudy today with a high of 62 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, calm, and kind of frosty. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 65 on Saturday, sunny and breezy, high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37. 98 Q Country.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Boosters Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the Boosters Boogie. Yeah, you told Do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go Boosters. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town. Son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the Boosters Boogie.
another girl, another dance to a country song, turning me on. Here's to a good time and halfway to feeling all right.
John Party there. He's got his heartache medication. Your final chance to win in our extended summer text to win contest. Your keyword today is secret. Secret, as in the top secret attraction. So secret is your keyword. Text that to us sometime today through the Civic Media app. Go to 98Q. Text secret. We'll announce the winner of yesterday. Yesterday's winner has already been texted, so check your text messages. We'll give away one final set of Dell's tickets today, our extended summer giveaway. Keyword secret. Get it to us and get in with 98Q Country.
Worked all week, cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing a little pretty thing. A little tan leg Georgia dream, but she's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party out of town about half a mile. Four wheel drives and big mud tires, muscadine wine. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia. I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party. If you want a drink, go baby, just do your thing. I give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party. Watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay.
this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Y'all ready for this?
Up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day.
98Q Country.
Yoko, country classic, 98Q Country. Keyword for today's secret, get that texted to us. You'll be in for the Dells ticket package, our final one. Now, our final Dells ticket package includes four tickets to Mount Olympus Indoor Water Park, four tickets to Top Secret, and four tickets to the Wisconsin Original Ducks. That's the prize pack. We ran out of the golf one, so this will still be a nice prize pack for you, so get that to us. Secret is your key word. You got till the end of the day to text that to us. Put the Civic Media app on your phone. You'll be all set to go. Well, today is all about, it's all about, that's right. Come on. I clicked on you. Let's go. Come on. We got... Yeah. Oh, Oh, that was fun last night, wasn't it? That was certainly fun to watch the Brewers do that. Jackson Chourio. Oh, his two-run homer.
I mean, insane. I mean, I feel like he's done some, you know, he hit some clutch hits, you know, throughout the year. But I know for him that felt amazing, and for the team felt unbelievable. That changed the whole game right there, and he gave us an opportunity to play game three tomorrow.
Willie Adames talking about Jackson Chourio's two-run home run. And Garrett Mitchell on that two-run home run, making it 5-3 Brewers.
You dream of moments like that. You want to be in those situations. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure there, but like at the same time, it's just enjoying the game and having fun. It's a kid's game, you know. But like I said, like those are the types of things you look at, like when you're in the backyard. It was awesome, exciting. Still trying to come down from it, but just most importantly, excited to play another game, another day of baseball, and come back out here tomorrow and do it again.
Our guy Mike Clemens was in the locker room last night getting all kinds of fun audio. And Mitchell talked a little bit also about how fun it was because of all the injuries he's had.
Yeah, I mean, not really looking backwards, you know. There's been a lot of stuff that's gone over the years. But that doesn't mean the work stops. You got to keep going. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep getting better. So as for your question, I just show up every day ready to compete and do whatever I got to do. And help the team win in whatever ways are possible. So, I mean, I don't even know what else to say. I'm just happy to be here. I'm grateful, thankful. Come back out of here and do it again tomorrow.
Brewers won, by the way, yesterday. If you didn't hear, 5-3. They'll play that decider game tonight. If you didn't, you might have heard it on the Brewers ESPN call. Always fun to listen to that.
Yeah. He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back. A two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3, and this place has come unglued.
Unglued. Oh, the solo homer tied it. The two-run home run gave them the lead. Pat Murphy talked about all the obstacles that outfielder Garrett Mitchell has had to overcome this year.
I mean, Garrett has been – that you said it, man. I mean, Garrett's been through – you know, 3 years of being injured. You know, I've been in the big leagues parts of 3 years being injured. Missed how many games this year? And he's willing to do anything. We've got one of the best defensive center fielders in baseball, so he's played a lot of right field. He hasn't got to play every game. You'd never know he's been through that adversity because he just doesn't show it to you. He just comes ready to play. He's got a smile on his face. He's ready to play every day. So the attitude gets him through it.
Nothing better than a good playoff victory, is there? Oh, man. It's been a while for the Brewers. What, 2021, I think they said? And Pat Murphy talked about Jackson Chourio and his two-run home run also.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Yeah, pretty special. A lot of guys contributed tonight. It was, you know, again, you saw what our team's about. What they've been about all year. They didn't quit. They kept every pitch. Yeah, a lot of guys' contributions, but Chourio, oof.
I love the interview they had on TV with Pat Murphy. I think it was like the sixth inning or so. They like to interview the players and the coaches during the game. And Pat Murphy was just kind of like, well, you know, we're doing what we can. I feel confident that we can eat. And he smiled. It's just like, who smiles when you're behind an elimination game in the playoffs? He just kind of smiled like, you know, we'll just keep plugging away. And then boom, boom, and very special day. No matter what happens tonight. Oh, tonight could be to another level here. Just savor that, the joy, the victory. If you were lucky enough to be at AmFam Field last night, there's nothing better for a fan of a team to think that it's over. And let's be honest, the eighth inning, you were thinking, oh boy, you know, here we go. This is over. And then you get the solo home run. You're like, well, it's tied. We got a shot. And you get the two-run homer, and you're just like, well, let's hit the old reset button on the computer here, and let's play another one tomorrow. 6:30, I believe, is going to be your start time. Tonight for Brewers and Mets. This is now an elimination game for both teams, and we'll have it for you right here. Who's going to be on the mound? Looks like Quintana will be there for the Mets, and Myers for Milwaukee tonight. and that it's officially a 6:08 start time and a 5:30 pregame. Right here. We'll have it for you. Brewer baseball. Busy weekend tomorrow. Tomorrow night, high school football doubleheader. So we'll have Shawamigan over on 103.1 as they travel up to Hurley. And Phillips will travel down to Athens. We'll have that game for you right here on 98Q, both tomorrow night. And then hopefully we'll have some playoff baseball for you, because if the Brewers do win tonight, they would have the Phillies, right away on Saturday. So Brewers-Mets winner will play the Phillies Saturday afternoon at 3:08, which works out absolutely perfectly for us. We're going to be at the Phillips Fall. I'm going to be at Wheelway tomorrow for their big fall sales event. And then Saturday, we're going to be at the Fall Harvest Festival. Greg Gunderson is going to be out there, the big Civic Media tent, the prize wheel, the whole nine yards out there Saturday from 9 until noon. Big G's going to be roaming around, too. He might check in Saturday morning, so have your radio on. Should be a fun weekend. Packers on Sunday. Hurricane Kirk has now formed. Hurricane Helene, of course, dropped all that rain and stuff on the Carolinas and Florida. And now Hurricane Kirk is forming in the Atlantic Ocean. They say it is set up to be a large and formidable major hurricane. Hurricane Kirk. New stats have come out. New FBI crime data shows that violent crime is down more than 10% in the first half of 2024. And that continues a downward trend that the United States has seen over the past 2 years. Murder, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, and property crimes are all down about 10% for the first part of 2024. For the first, the first half? Down in the first half, yeah, so the first 6 months of 2024. So that is definitely some good positive news. It's hard to find in a presidential election cycle. It is certainly tough to find sometimes, isn't it? How about our presidential fact of the day? Let's do that right now.
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America.
I love some... I'll love getting me some edumacation. So Kamala Harris, if she wins the election, she will become the 16th president to have held the office after serving as the vice president. Those included John Adams, who was George Washington's VP, Thomas Jefferson, who was Adams' vice president, Andrew Jackson, who served as Abraham Lincoln, VP Richard Nixon, who was Dwight D. Eisenhower's VP, George W., who was Ronald Reagan's VP, and Joe Biden, of course, who was Barack Obama's vice president. 9 former vice presidents became commander-in-chief after the death of the president, either by illness or by assassination. 8 of those 9 did not have their own vice president because the Constitution does not allow for vice presidents to be selected during a presidential term. So once you're VP, then the VP title is gone for the rest of that. It wasn't until the 25th Amendment came along in 1962 that actually it changed. So it is different now. So very interesting history. But that stat alone, that 9 former vice presidents became commander-in-chief after the death of the president, either by illness or assassination. Now, illness was a little more... common back in the early days when, medicine and stuff wasn't as good as it is now. But the vice president is obviously a very big position. Obviously, we had the debate just the other night. I hope you folks in Prentice will support the big sale that's going on at the Prentice Lions Pavilion, the POPS, the Power of Positive Students group, doing that today, tomorrow, and Saturday, their second big weekend. They always restock and have all kinds of good stuff in there. So swing in there. They're open from 8 to 5 today, tomorrow, and again on Saturday for you to swing by the Lions Pavilion right across from the Prentice School. Whew. All right. So listening to those Brewers clips, it's so much fun. Playoff baseball, victories in playoff baseball are can be so elusive, so elusive. It's just one of the more frustrating sports to watch because baseball, they play 162 games, and the reason why they do that is the teams are all pretty good and pretty even, and there's just cycles, ups and downs, and you're just hoping that when you hit the playoffs that your team is in an upward cycle. And for 16 innings, the Brewers were not really in an upward cycle. They just couldn't get it going. And to be honest with you, in that first inning, when the Mets got the little ground ball bleeder through the right side, and then they got that little squib hit up the first baseline, and they were down 1-0, I thought to myself, this is just one of those stretches for the Brewers. Well, the other team's just hitting them where they ain't. It's just like, oh, boy. And it didn't look good at 3-1. And I was just like, I don't know. The time frame to make this stop is very short. And I was watching I had the Brewer game on the TV muted. And then as soon as he hit that home run, I had to unmute, baby. I had that thing and hearing the crowd go crazy and all the Wisconsin Brewer fans having a good time at AmFam Field. And I hope they'll rest up because it's going to be a big one tonight. The tailgating is going to be crazy down there. It should be a decent day for tailgating. And game three, the decider, Brewers and Mets today. First pitch at 6:08. You got it right here. Twice an hour, news and sports. Let's do that with ABC.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Israel continuing airstrikes in Beirut today. Ground incursions into Lebanon also continuing. ABC's Marcus Moore is on the ground in Beirut.
We have watched intense fighting on the southern border between Lebanon and Israel, where just a day ago, as many as 8 Israeli soldiers were killed in an ambush, and the fighting we have seen has not subsided. It has only intensified here in recent days.
The fatality count from Hurricane Helene is approaching 200 people, making it the deadliest hurricane to strike the continental U.S. since Katrina. The dock worker strike goes on. 45,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association tying up cargo shipping along the East and the Gulf Coasts. The federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's election interference case has unsealed a filing in response to the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Special counsel Jack Smith arguing Trump acted in a private, not a public capacity on January 6th. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is holding on to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette Law School poll. She leads 52% to 48% with both registered and likely voters. The margin of error is 4.4%. In the U.S. Senate race, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points, also with registered and likely voters alike. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking people not to burn leaves and brush this week. Brittany Merlot explains why.
There's an increased chance of fire danger this week due to the dry weather, gusty winds, and dry vegetation, all ahead of a strong cold front. Burning brush and leaf piles is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermea, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Moose Jaw Resort and Campground is pleased to announce that bingo is back. Every Saturday, they will be hosting cash bingo from noon to 2 p.m. with $2 for 3 bingo games. Sheets come in threes only. You can play 1 game, 3 games, 8 games, or all 10. You choose. You can bring your own lucky ink dauber, or you can use one of theirs. And the first 9 of 10 games will be 80% cash payback with 20% donated to Catkins Animal Rescue. They will also be collecting any monetary and any in-kind gifts to be donated to Catkins Animal Rescue. You can drop it by at Bingo or anytime they're open. Once again, that's Moose Jaw Resort and Campground every Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. for Bingo! I'm Austin Bermea, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
Swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a 2-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit 2 home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead 2-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Manager Pat Murphy said Chourio had a great night.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Yeah, pretty special. A lot of guys contributed tonight. It was, you know, again, you saw what our team's about, what they've been about all year. They didn't quit. They kept every pitch. Yeah, a lot of guys' contributions, but cheerio. Oof.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
All right, every Thursday morning we talk about the Shawamigan schools. We have our district administrator, Kyle Cronin. Nice enough to come in this morning. Morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Well, no short sleeves today. We're upgrading a little bit to some long sleeves, so yeah, cooling off a little bit.
Yeah, it's cooling off just a bit, and it looks like we're still going to get a couple of... Next week is supposed to be a little warmer again, maybe in the 70s.
Still very nice.
Very nice weather.
Yeah.
So nice that there's been a couple mornings that the Phi Ed class could go outside and not get dew on their feet.
Oh, really? Nice. All right, so what's happening at Shawamigan Schools this week?
Well, of course, just a reminder out there, we do hold our Veterans Day program in November. That's on Monday, November 11th. It can be at 8:30 at the high school gymnasium. As well, we've got some coaching positions open. If you're interested in those, please go to our csdk12.net. We do have a job posting site on our main website, right there on the homepage. You'll be able to find that toward the upper quarter of the homepage. We're also, of course, always looking for substitutes, paraprofessional aides, bus drivers, cooks and those folks in the substitute positions. So, and again, if you have a child with exceptional needs, please contact Jessica Fulstead at the district. She's our pupil services director. We'll help you out there. Right. ASVAB testing going on at the high school this week. Also, there was supposed to be a Woods and Waters concert that has been postponed. That was supposed to be tonight. Midterm does end to Joel. Believe it or not, we're at the midterm of the first quarter already.
All right.
And the weather is still holding. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
October 10th, the intro to technology students are going to have a construction career day at Ashland High School from 8 to 11. They're going to head up there. Next week, we start our homecoming activities, Joel.
All right.
We have a lot going on for homecoming. We've got parade back again this year. We've got... all kinds of things here. I'll give you the rundown what we've got going on. We have some dress-up days coming up for the kids in school. But Tuesday, the students are going to have some games during study hall that they're going to be working on. Our volleyball team's headed to Rib Lake on Tuesday, cross country to Solon Springs on Monday, but other homecoming activities in the gymnasium. There can be a tug of war at lunch on Wednesday. That's always fun.
Yeah.
The students will have a bonfire and lip sync contest on Wednesday from 7 to 9:30. Thursday, we've got... we've got a Powder Puff football set of games going on up at the football field. And then on Friday at 2 p.m., we have a parade and a pep rally outside to follow. It'll be in the gymnasium otherwise. But again, parade on Tuesday at 2 p.m. And then, of course, football game Friday night and the dance on Saturday. So quite a bit going on. Of course, next Friday, we want to see everybody in town dressed up in the Shawamigan green and gold colors, and that would be a lot of fun around town. Other happenings, any of our students involved in winter sports, hard to believe we're talking about that. I don't want to put the fall sports to bed yet. There's still quite a bit to go yet, but we want to start getting those physicals and paperwork in. See Miss Carl in the office at the high school.
Right.
Middle school, we've got a middle school cross-country meet at Athens on Thursday. That's today, actually. And then Mercer tomorrow. The first, at Park Falls Elementary, the first Eagle Awards Assembly is next week. The theme this month was respect. And so quite a bit happening. Cross country today, again, at Athens, JV volleyball at Crandon. Football tomorrow night at Hurley. Volleyball on Saturday at Hurley. And then, of course, next week, cross country, as I mentioned, will be Monday at Solon Springs. JV football will be home Monday versus Hurley. We do have, this is very important to mention, Monday is a no school day for our students.
Okay.
It's an in-service day for our teaching staff, but it is a no school day for our students. Very important to mention that. Okay. We don't want a whole bunch of people showing up and being mad at us.
All right. And what are the, do you have the dress up days in for the rest of the week? The Tuesday?
I do.
I'm always interested.
So character day on Tuesday.
Character day. Okay.
I could go as Captain America.
Yes. I could go as Shrek. Like Shrek. All right.
Decades Day.
Decades.
So dress as a decade.
Pick a decade.
Basically, go back into the decades. The ninth grade is going to have the 2000s, the 10th grade, the 1980s. I can channel my 1980s.
Mm-hmm. That's my wardrobe then.
It's still almost my wardrobe.
If anybody needs anything.
The 1990s is the 11th grade, and the 1960s is the 12th grade.
See, 60s, this is the one where the guys can be cool. You just take some slick your hair back a little bit and a little t-shirt, and you're good, you know?
Absolutely.
Arthur Fonzarelli stuff going on there.
Color day on Thursday, so the 9th grade is pink.
Right.
The 10th grade is green, the 11th grade yellow, and the 12th grade black. And again, Spirit Day on Friday.
Okay.
And the dance theme is disco.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Again, you need clothes for that, kids. Just give me a call. I got something in my dresser, probably. All right, Kyle.
Thanks,
good to
Joel.
See you. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan Schools. Or if you want any dance instructions, that was my high school dances. It was disco. So I'm always here for you, willing to help here on the 98Q Morning Show.
Keeping our schools safe is everyone's job. Always report suspicious activity, follow emergency procedures, and look out for one another. Together we can create a secure learning environment for our kids. Safety starts with you. This message is sponsored by D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Have you been out to play our award-winning golf course? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill in Phillips. Our golf course is open 6 days a week. Please call 715-339-3600 for a tee time. We have 3 upcoming tournaments. Please stop in for details and to sign up your teams. Our kitchen hours are Tuesday and Wednesday, 4 to 8:30, and Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 8:30. We have a wide variety of appetizers, fresh salads and wraps, burgers, and our homemade pizza. We also serve an all-day Friday fish fry and Saturday night prime rib dinners. We are just a short drive on County Road F off of Highway 13. See you soon.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 62 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, calm, and kind of frosty. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 65 on Saturday, sunny and breezy, high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
98Q Country.
I know I gotta put in the hours, make the money while the sunlight shines. But anything I gotta get done, it can get done some other time. Time is love, gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits. Waits for me, and right now she's where I need to be. Time is love, gotta run. So many minutes, don't want to spend them all on the clock. In the time that we spent talking, how many kisses have I lost? Time is love, gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits, waits for me.
Josh Turner on 98Q Country, and Time is Love. We need more of this right here. More of this every time. I love it. 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 I've told you many, many times before. I grew up, I bled twins green and whatever their colors are, blue and red. But my second favorite team has always been the Brewers. And I'm finding a lot of joy in watching AmFam Field erupt and celebrate. How much fun is that for Wisconsin and Milwaukee fans? And hopefully we can do it again tonight. How about just a little
maybe I'll talk to Mike Clemens. He knows Pat Murphy. And I'm just going to send a little message to him saying, how about we not wait till the eighth inning tonight? All right. Let's get her done early. All right. Let's get up 3-0, 4-0. Let's have fun the whole game at AmFam Field, not just like the eighth and ninth inning. All right. So I'll get that message to Coach Murphy here. Congratulations to the winner of Arlena's gift certificates from Big G's Favorite Places to Eat yesterday. And I had a lot of fun chatting with Lena. We're going to get the archives of the reality radio yesterday because we had some good stuff on there. But the winner, thank you to everybody who went in and commented on the Facebook post. We did a random selection of everybody, and Dawn Slack got yourself. I believe it was 20. Was it 25? 25 bucks to Lena's. So Dawn, congratulations to you. Got yourself a little dinner, lunch, whatever you want at Lena's Northern Pines or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, whichever one you want to go to. Lena Palooza is going to be a huge, huge thing for Catkins on Saturday. If you want to be a part of it with your ATV or UTV, show up at Lena's Northern Pines. It'll be taking off like at 9 o'clock on Saturday. If you don't have the ATV, UTV, you can't do the whole thing. You can join them before, after, at one of the stops in between and support Catkins. And they're raising money, of course, to expand their facilities out there for all of the pets, especially the cats that they have been inundated with out there. And they're doing their best to, get them all transitioned to their forever homes. We will take a look at a little news coming up at the top of the hour. Our keyword for the final day of our extended summer text to win contest. Another Wisconsin Dells ticket package going out. Secret. Download that Civic Media app to your Android or iPhone. If you haven't done so already, it's free. Tap on 98Q. Secret is your key word for today. Good luck to you from all of us here at 98Q.
Stand by.
Okay. Are you ready?
Hey, how's your morning going?
98Q Country.
Sarah, dive into pasta night at Lena's Northern Pines in Butternut, Wisconsin. Savor Alfredo, lasagna, ravioli, and garlic bread every Wednesday starting at 4.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale. Some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. If you can't make it down here, our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithanS.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1-month, 1,000-mile warranty. We got some nice inventory that are looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the
Absolutely.
Update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
98Q Country.
Back then I
and blacktop.